My phone lines right now are filled with people ready to comment on Paula White's comments to the nation about our president, 45, okay? And so maybe you did not hear the comment. And so, Big Man, if you can pull that up for me real quick. We're about to keep it 100 because this is what Miss Paula White, 45's spiritual advisor, this is what she had to say.
You've got to recognize what the real deal is, especially if you are a Christian right now. You have a responsibility that Jesus Christ gave you the infallible word of God and told you that you are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, because principalities want to control nations by controlling a person. And principalities cannot control this man because he surrounds himself with Christians. Yeah. He is a Christian. We've got to pray. Yeah. I mean, not just pray, but fervently pray. Yeah. Men ought to always pray and not faint. We have a responsibility, whether you like him or don't like him. You can't stand in God's word and not be responsible to pray for those who are in positions of authority.
Okay, Paula White. Paula White says that you heard it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta pray. He a Christian. Pray. He's surrounded by Christians.
Yes.
You need to pray for him because he's a, you know, you gotta respect that seat.
And this is a direct quote from Paula White. She said, resisting him, Trump, is resisting the hand of God.
Because she's thinking, because she's saying, I'm sorry.
Fix yourself, right? Man.
Yeah, she wasn't thinking. She was definitely
she's saying that God put him in that position of authority. So if you resist him, you're resisting God.
Indeed. It's in the word.
It's
good. I mean, if we're going to stick to the word, it's in the word. I'm thinking more, like, when I pray, I'm thinking more of the position of president.
Okay.
I think I got to do better in being, if I take her advice, I would have to take a more initiative of directly 45.
Yeah,
because I'm just like, Lord, I just pray for people who are in that position.
In the position, right, because you got to respect the position, and I definitely think that God can get the glory out of anything.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. I got to call them the line. Keep it 100. What did you think of her comments?
Oh. Okay, Whittemore. Hey, Whittemore, Crystal Lee, and Big Man. My comments about that, were they implementing those same things when Obama was in office? As a Christian, we should not be biased. If you're going to pray for one president, pray for all of the presidents. I'm just keeping it 100, flat out.
Thank you, honey. You're on the line with Willie Moe. What's your name? What you calling for?
My name is Jessica. I'm from Philly.
Indeed, Philly in the building. Do me a favor. Keep it 100. What are your thoughts on Paula White's comments?
Paula White, I agree. I agree that we have to respect no matter what. God created us with respect. And that was something that one of my pastors had said to us not too long ago. But at the end of the day, we have to respect it. And we got to know that God is in control. I'm just keeping it 100. Flat out.
Keep it 100. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that when you think about Matthew 7:21, and it talks about not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father in heaven. Speaking about inappropriately grabbing women is not the will of my Father. Telling people he wants to knock the crap out of them is not the will of my Father. Cutting taxes for the rich and cutting the programs for the poor is not the will of my Father. So when someone displays characteristics that show who they are, as we all know what Maya Angelou said, believe them, and the characteristics that he has displayed are not the will of my Father. So Paula White needs to examine his heart and then have several seats. I'm keeping it 100.
Hey, you on the line with Willie Moe. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Willie Moe Jr. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling you from Conyers, Georgia.
Man, I got number love for Conyers right out there at the Walmart. That's what I like in Conyers. Do me a favor. Keep it 100,
man,
flat out.
I'm from your hometown. I'm from St. Louis.
STL in the house. What part of St. Louis you from?
North Side. West Florissant and Goodfellow.
Oh, yeah. You was out there. I'm from Berkeley, right by the airport.
No, keep it 100. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, when the wicked is in office, the people moan and groan. You have a lot of people that's moaning and groaning. But for him to be the president, he is supposed to set the number one standard. Not for just one race, but for all races. And I'm just keeping it 100 flat out.
Flat out, family. I want to give you the opportunity to give us a shout. Give us a call. What are your thoughts?
Paula White said that resisting Donald Trump is resisting the hand of God.
You on the line with Willie Moe Jr. Keep it 100 flat out.
Yes, Dr. Trey, her comment is valid, number one. Number two. We got to recognize who is really in control of this universe. He says, I set kings up and I set them down. So whether or not we are realizing that we are living in the end time, God is in control, no matter who's in office.
Say it one more time, man of God. Say it one more time. God is in control.
Control. No matter who's in office, in office, whether it's King Saul or King Trump, God is in control.
Praise God. Shout out to Dr. Dre representing Georgia to the fullest. Wow.
Yeah.
Roland Martin had some interesting points online as well, and he went to like 1 Samuel. Mm-hmm. Listen, we'll always be able to argue points in the Bible.
Yes, you
and
always.
So that's why the Lord, in my opinion, and to be quite honest, the Bible says that he will leave us a comforter, meaning the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, amen.
And so I always like to ask the Holy Spirit, like, what am I supposed to do in this moment, in this time? What is that right now word? What is that right now response? And sometimes we like to lean on scripture and kind of manipulate it a little bit. Because one of our callers, she called up and she said, well, Paula said that, you know, it's, what is it, principalities and high places. Right. She was like, well, who's in the high place, right?
It's Donald Trump.
It's Donald Trump. And so who are we warring against? So that's kind
of. And a lot of people are also saying, you know, were you using this when Barack Obama was in office? Were you using these scriptures when you were against what he was doing?
Right.
I mean, that's a tricky part right there, because for a lot of, especially evangelists, you know, the white evangelists, you know, their issue is with Barack Obama was, you know, the transgender, the bathroom, the same sex marriage and abortions, all that stuff that comes with the Democratic Party.
Right.
You know, that is what they're against. So they feel if you're a Christian, how can you be for a party
all
like that?
Those things, right.
If they don't believe the same thing you believe. And it's always been a tricky situation when it comes to the church and when it comes to politics, especially with African Americans, because we feel like the Democratic Party more so has our back, but their beliefs don't really fit our beliefs,
right?
If you would.
You know what? I think that sometimes we get a little narrow-minded in terms of, like, even in the sense of abortion. Like, they'll kill an African-American man and not give anybody any time and kill them. But it's like, well, they said that, you know, they weren't with abortion. Like, of course, nobody wants to see a child die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former fetus.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so how can I be? I'm a former fetus. But like, if we're gonna talk about that, then how can you also support an administration who would allow young black men to be murdered down in the street without repercussions?
Exactly.
And so, like, what I'm asking people to do is look at the totality of the thing. I know we stand strong on our convictions and our word, but I want us to look deeper in it. And that's why I challenge people to look at that Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, like, what are you saying right now? What do you need me to do?
My issue with Paula White is, you know, if you want to support Donald Trump, God bless you. Do what you want to do. But the thing is, as somebody who's close to him, still hold him accountable for his actions. Yeah. Don't just be saying, oh, it's Donald Trump, y'all attacking him. Hold him accountable when he's wrong, because I don't hear you doing that. When he makes mistakes, I don't hear you saying anything against him. Why is that? Because if you are in this position where you're a spiritual advisor, you can't hold him accountable, and she's not doing that. And neither are a lot of white evangelists.
And a lot of people were calling out every single thing Obama was doing.
Exactly.
Right. And wanted to say, hey, man, that's our president. Make sure that you pray for him. It was like, no, but look what he's doing.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't agree with everything that Obama did.
No, we're never going to agree with everything a president does.
Yeah.
We're not.
Indeed. Family, the number's 1-877-345-7747. I do agree that we do need to pray for the position of president. But at the end of the day, I want to hear from you. I want to know your thoughts. If you're on the line with Willie Moe Jr., keep it 100. What's your thoughts?
Here's my take on this, and I'll keep this short. People are so focused on being a Republican or a Democrat, and they forget the fact that they're a Christian. And you can't fit yourself into a category when someone is doing something wrong, period, end of discussion. Paula White said what she said, but to me that's a hypocrite. You can't take up for someone who is doing something wrong and, just like you said, not hold them accountable. Jesus didn't have a party. He was his own party. And he instructed us to do what it was that we needed to do to tell everybody about him and get as many people to God as we possibly could. And we can now. We're not doing it as a whole. And if the head is divided, which we are, then the body is going to be divided. And the church has been divided for so long. And it's just a bad situation all the way around the board. Mm-hmm. And I think Donald Trump is a good person, but I don't think it's what we need. He's not what we need. Keeping it 100. flat out.
Hey, you on the line with Willie Moore. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Kyle calling out of Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio's in the building. What are your thoughts on Paula White's comments?
I believe that there is a lot of validity to what she is saying. We definitely have to respect the position of authority over this nation, whether we like the person or not. Personally, do I agree with everything Donald Trump has said or done as president? Absolutely not. But I am still called by God, indeed, to pray for the man, just like with President Barack Obama. Did I agree with everything he has done and said? Absolutely not. But I still was called by God to pray for the man. So we need to put our personal opinions about him aside.
So praying for the president, what do those prayers sound like for you for Donald Trump?
Well, if I pray for him right now,
yeah.
I will pray that the hand of God descend on the man, and God would deal with any lingering evil spirit or any kind of infirmity in his soul, in his mind, in his body. And I pray that God send people, the godly assigned, spirit-led, tongue-talking prophets of the Lord to minister to him, to lead this country in the way it should go. I would pray that any negative influence, anybody negative around him, in his cabinet, in the structure of the government, anyone who is affiliated with helping him lead, I pray they be removed and be replaced by anybody, by any person that God would see fit to be around that man, to give him a divine circle of empowerment, inspiration, encouragement, and wisdom to speak the right things, to do the right things, and wherever need be, repent of the right things in Jesus' name.